WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. And in the next hour, we'll be joined by Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light to turn on the light. We will talk about his column that he has, a very, very in-depth piece and a very well-written piece on Bill DeCarmo, or as some of you might know him, Bill Carmo, New Bedford's indispensable civil rights man who passed away recently. So we'll talk with Jack about that. We'll also talk with him about the news that the club behind the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament voted yesterday to allow women to serve, to be members of the club and serve on the feast committee. So it got the more than 75% of the vote that it needed this time around, which also avoided a lawsuit. So that's big news, too. And then we've been discussing the story I have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, which should be hitting the Facebook page by now, where the company behind the Dartmouth Carnival, which is going to start this Thursday, it'll run from the 2nd through the 12th, Fiesta Shows has decided that its new policy on minors will affect the Dartmouth Carnival, will be in place for the Dartmouth Carnival, which means any child under 18 must be accompanied by an adult, not you walk in with your kids and they can go in that direction and you go in that direction. You have to be with them at all times, according to this policy. And one adult can only chaperone up to four minors. So the minute there is a fifth person under 18, and that person could be 17, but the minute there is a fifth person under 18, you need a second adult. And they are looking for identification. They are looking for proof of age. Now, I don't know how strict they will be with that. If anybody went to the Kingston Carnival this past weekend and wants to call in and let me know how strict they were with checking that or how strict they were with enforcing these rules, let me know. As someone suggested, this could just be for insurance purposes after what happened in Weymouth a few weeks ago where a fight broke out and arrests were made, somebody was hurt. And this could just be an insurance requirement and they just have to put the rules out there. Whether or not they're going to enforce them is a different story. But I would assume that they're going to. And I wouldn't show up looking to skirt this new policy. Because you're paying $5 a person to get in. And if you do not obey this policy, you're subject to ejection. So if you show up with five kids and yourself and you're paying $30 to get in, you don't want to lose that $30 by getting thrown out. And then others are bringing up in some of the comments online, others are bringing up situations where stores are considering banning people from under the age of 18 from entering the store alone, unsupervised. And that it's a little hypocritical to say we can have a 16-year-old kid working here, but we can't let a 16-year-old kid shop here. And someone else brought up the point, there are more fights and disciplinary issues amongst teenagers that happen at sports games than at the carnivals. But you don't see schools instituting a policy where kids have to be chaperoned. And imagine if they did. Imagine what a disaster that would be. I mean, not a disaster, but it just wouldn't work. Oh, sorry, you can't go to the soccer game after school and watch the game unless your parents show up at 3:30 in the afternoon. So it's pretty interesting the way that the reaction has been kind of split to this policy. Some people are in favor of it. Some people think it's a great idea. Others think that this is a huge mistake on the part of Fiesta Shows. But it looked like the Kingston Carnival, which had this policy in place, was successful over the weekend. It was also very good weather for the most part. The Dartmouth Carnival perennially runs into issues with rain. Hopefully that won't be the case this year. And also, they won't have the same problems with noise and lights and pain in the butt distractions for the residents that were dealing with it last year. The carnival is actually going to be held on the other side of the mall this year between Taco Bell and Buffalo Wild Wings. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Saffield.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I want to bring up two things about the city council.
Mm-hmm.
All the hullabaloo that they've been having in city chambers. First thing I want to bring up is all the commotions that Linda Morad has caused with Leo Chiquette and everybody else in the chambers. And this is all on record. So what I'm about to say is, you know, Linda Morad helped Mr. Markey for his election. But if you people out there, if you remember, when she was a councilor at large, she ran for mayor, councilors, and councilor at large, took out papers. And she also took out papers for Ward 1 City Council, where Mr. Markey was there. So in other words, what she's trying to say in my book, that she doesn't think that Markey was doing a good job. So she didn't run for it, but now all this commotion this is stirring up with a lot of animosity with the city council. So somebody's got to say something, because we have some good councilors now that can bring us forward, but everybody's afraid to stick up against them. My next thing is, I want to talk about the commissioners for the liquor licensing board, mm-hmm. the way they handled Sonny Almeida's thing, right? Now, they all got mad at Sonny because he didn't appear before them, okay? And he called in, said that he wasn't going. But the thing that gets me is, like Chris was bringing up and everything, and nobody asked him any questions. They just gave him a thing to go forward. And you know the rest of the story. But why I'm bringing that up is because you have a city councilor on there, Councilor Pereira. And back in November 15, 2022, in appointments and briefings, He put a motion in there, and he said, Council Pereira requesting that the Housing Authority's Board of Commissioners and the management team to appear before the Committee on Appointments and Briefings in order to address the issues that were raised by tenants at a June 28, 2022 meeting. And on the bottom of that, that was number five on the agenda. It had invitees, Steve Warraga, executive director, the New Bedford Housing Authority, and the commissioners. At the time, the gentleman has passed away since, Melvin Davis, Cynthia Edwards, the owner, Jay Fisher, Bruce Oliveira, and Tim Walsh. Well, none of those five commissioners showed up, like same thing that Sonny Almeida did. He didn't show up, he called in. Nobody showed up, and they have jurisdiction over the commissioners and the housing authority. The thing that really got me is, a couple of days later, Bruce Oliveira came for reappointment to the commission of the housing authority. And it was passed right there, all right? They swore him in right there. Linda Morad even thanked him for it because she was sitting on a chair, I think. And she thanked him for his service. Nobody tried to address the issue. Why didn't anybody show up? I just want to remind everybody, Bruce, though, was at the school committee meeting the night before or 2 days before. I think the 15th was on a Wednesday, appointments and briefings back then. But nobody questioned his ability. And everybody, they swore him and they didn't send him to no appointments, no subcommittee meeting. So there's a lot of dissension there. You know, and people calling in and I'm talking, there's a lot of dissension. Okay? So I don't understand how they can handle one position with Sonny and not question the commissioners that they were asked by a city council, which has jurisdiction over them, to come before them. And nobody showed up. You know, like Chris says, you know what they're trying to tell you? They're telling you to go, you know what? Who are they not to show up when they recommended, you know, they've been asked by a city council to come before them? Do they run their own process? Oh. That's my complaint. Oh. You know what I mean? You got Sonny Almeida that's been there for, 15 years, like you said, missed two meetings. And now one question. And then you have people, that's the thing that gets me. You make a motion to go into, and then you don't vote for the guy after you make the motion to be confirmed. I just don't understand their logic behind it. Let them explain it. You know, they got rules of Roberts to follow. Why aren't they following it? But they always call the mayor on and always argue with the mayor. You know, the other day we also were talking about you should get some quality people running. Well, all the people out there, the three of them especially, Giesta, Brian Gomes, and Linda Morey, have taken out papers to run against Mitchell. But why aren't they having it done in the past couple of years?
You know, I don't know.
And so, you know, the city council should do something about the Morey. Okay? Even the other day finance and things and everything. You know, she's got police officers talking about spending money. There have never been police officers at subcommittee meetings, only the regular meeting, okay? And they get paid $52 an hour. They're guaranteed 4 hours. The other day they had, and they're walking to a car.
I got to wrap it up, Gilly.
Just one more thing. After this, you can shut me right off. You know, they had a meeting the other day. 6 minutes, 15-minute meeting. They had to pay the police officer $52 an hour for 4 hours. That's not wasting money foolishly. And they say they're trying to save taxpayers' money. That's all I want to complain about. Somebody's got to look into all the stuff that's happening with the city councilors and the new councilors. Linda Morad and ran against Markey. And Markey, I think, was his second term in there. That's telling everybody he ain't doing his job. She's attacked every city council there, and it's on record. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. I got to take a break, but 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. welcome back in. So I was just looking over some of the comments on the story on the Facebook shares about the Dartmouth Carnival and the new policy on minors. And some folks are suggesting, well, you know, the parents are just going to walk in with the kids and buy them their tickets and then send them off on their own and then leave. Well, a couple of things with that. One, so the parents are going to pay $5 to walk in the door to just walk out again? Two, whether the parent leaves or stays and just lets the kids go off on their own, the policy states that the parent or guardian chaperone must stay with the minor child on the carnival grounds. That if they don't stay with them, they can be ejected from the carnival. So that means, I would assume, if they are enforcing this, if they see a wandering group of kids with no adult around, they're going to say to those kids, where's your adult supervision? If you are on the other side of the carnival grounds and they have to go find you, they might say, hey, here's a warning. You got to stay with them. Next time we're going to kick you guys out. They might say, you guys violated the policy. You got to leave. And if the kid says, this was brought up last week when we were talking about it for Kingston, if the kid's like, oh yeah, that's my dad over there getting French fries in the line, and it's not your dad, they can go over and ask them. Are you with these kids? I don't know who these kids are. Now, will the carnival have the staff to enforce this? Will there be police officers patrolling the grounds of the carnival enforcing this? Will there be, I mean, they had the police command center last year. Will that be something that they'll be doing again this year? By the way, I plan to reach out to police and find out about all this, but this is something that is, I guess, being taken seriously by Fiesta shows. Now, anybody that went to the Kingston Carnival this weekend and wants to call in and let me know how much it was enforced, I'd be interested in hearing it, but got to take Fiesta shows at their word. They've been doing this a long time, and they run some of the best shows around. They know what they're doing. Now, people will complain about the prices or what rides they bring or all that. But the bottom line is the town wouldn't bring them back again and again and again and again and again if they weren't good at what they were doing. 508-996-0500. We will keep you on hold, caller, until after the news. But I would take you as soon as we come back from the news. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app if that is easier for you. If you haven't already downloaded the app, please do so. It's great to get all of our content, all of our podcasts, our live stream, live traffic, live weather. You can check anytime, and you can always leave those open line voicemail messages or app chat messages anytime. And it's all brought to you by our friends at South Coast Towing. So just go to your app store, type in WBSM, download our app, or if you can't get it that way, you can go right to our website, click on the Listen tab, and there's an option there to have it sent directly to your phone. But now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
A powerful storm kills at least five people in four states. A call for order on college campuses. And U.S. fertility rates on a downward trend.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A baby is among at least five people killed by a powerful storm system that spawned tornadoes across four states. The four-month-old was one of four people killed in Oklahoma, including one who died at a sports bar hit by a tornado. Another person lost their life in Iowa due to storm-related injuries. University presidents need to maintain order at pro-Palestinian protests on campuses around the country. That's what Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday.
And I think restoring order and civility to have reasonable debates is what needs to happen.
Protests over the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza have continued for more than a week at campuses nationwide, prompting student arrests and accusations of anti-Semitism. House Speaker Mike Johnson has urged President Biden to deploy the National Guard to protect students. Almost a month after seven of its workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike, World Central Kitchen is resuming its charity work in war-torn Gaza. The D.C.-based charity, which provides meals to people facing war or natural disaster, said operations will resume today, with the Palestinian team delivering food. Baltimore leaders joined community members Sunday to pay tribute to the six construction workers who lost their lives in the recent Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. Tammy Trujillo has more.
The ceremony took place on Workers' Memorial Day, and it also recognized all who have been injured or lost their lives on the job. The Metropolitan Baltimore Council of AFL-CIO Unions says everyone has the inherent right to a job that ensures they can go home safely to their family at the end of their shift. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have met in Miami to make amends and discuss fundraising. According to the Washington Post, the two met Sunday for a private meeting brokered by political allies that resulted in DeSantis agreeing to assist Trump. The pair had reportedly not talked since DeSantis dropped out of the race for the GOP presidential nomination in January. Meanwhile, President Trump's hush money trial resumes on Tuesday. Fertility rates in the U.S. are at a record low and the number of births at the lowest in decades. Michael Kastner has the details.
According to provisional data from the Centers for Disease Control, just under 3.6 million babies were born here last year, a 2% decline. The birth rate was at around 1.6 births per 1,000 women, lower than the 2.1% needed to sustain a population. It's the lowest number of births since 1979 and the lowest fertility rate ever recorded. Births were down for women across most ethnic groups except Hispanics, which saw a 1% jump, and Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islanders, which saw rates unchanged. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics and Miami Heat in Game 4 tonight at 7:30. Boston leading the series 2-1. Game 5 for the Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs Tuesday night. Boston up 3-1. And the Red Sox walked off the Chicago Cubs 5-4 to win their series at Fenway Park. Boston hosts San Francisco for a three-game series beginning tomorrow night.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Lots of sunshine for today with highs topping out in the lower 70s. As we hit tonight, clouds will roll back in. Slight chance of a shower after midnight. Your low near 49. And for Tuesday, a slight chance of showers to start the day. Otherwise, a blend of sun and clouds and a cooler high of 58. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Some folks who think that Fiesta Shows is out of touch by putting this policy in place for the Dartmouth Carnival, but there are others who are commenting, you know, it's about time. Good. I'm glad they're putting this in place. Kids are out of control. They don't need to be running around a carnival unsupervised. But I can tell you, when I was 15 years old, I did not want to go to the carnival with my parents. I didn't want to be at the carnival with my siblings. I wanted to go with my friends. My cousin Tommy and I joked that we grew up at the Brockton Fair because we would be brought to the Brockton Fair and turned loose. The Brockton Fair, like the place that people complained the most that there were problems. My uncle raced the demolition derbies. He'd be there all day. We would go with him. We would just run around, do whatever we wanted. They'd give us, you know, $20 each, and we would have a day for ourselves. No supervision. Ride what we wanted. Buy what we wanted. Eat what we wanted. But we won't be able to do that. You can't be a 17-year-old kid and drive yourself and a date to the carnival, or drive yourself and some friends to the carnival. Although I think you have to be 18 to have people in the car now. Is that the rule? But anyway, the bottom line is, you know, groups of teenagers going to the carnival is kind of a tradition. But not anymore. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
That is good. How are you?
All right.
That's never going to work. Never. And even if they go into the mall, into the stores, that's never going to work either. I mean, I used to, I'm from Dartmouth, but I used to hang around the mall all the time with all my friends and go shopping. You know, my parents would never want to go and hang with us. And you know what I mean? And they just keep us all together. That's not going
to
work.
Well, I mean, how many parents look forward to the carnival because it's a chance for them to drop the kids off while they go into the mall and do some shopping?
I know. I could see them with the little kids, but not teenagers. Now, like I have nephews that are about that age, like 15 and stuff. They're not going to go and hang around with their parents and their friends. There's no way.
And I think even if your parent went into the carnival with you and they said, okay, you go that way, we'll go this way. Like, most kids won't even want that to happen. But even that one might be a little bit more palatable for some people. But they're saying that if that's the case, you can be subject to ejection if you're not with the kid the whole time.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're not gonna want to do that. And if they do that in the stores, they're going to be closing a lot of stores. You'll never get any business.
I mean, I can see it in certain stores, you know, like a jewelry store or something. But I think, you know, like Newbury Comics could never say, oh, kids can't come in here without an adult.
Yeah, right. I know. And I've tried your grilled cheese and ketchup, and I liked it.
See, it's a winning combination.
Yeah, it tastes like pizza. It tastes like a pizza. The kids liked it, too. We all tried it. And they said, where'd you get this recipe? I said, on the radio.
There you go. All right.
All righty.
You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
And that comes from a previous caller earlier this morning who tried ketchup on grilled cheese at my suggestion and said, nope, not for me. But that's how I like it. So going back to the idea, well, first of all, I mean, think about when you were a kid, right? If you're my age, going to the mall, around my age. Didn't you want to like sneak off into Spencer Gifts on your own? Go back into that section with all the dirty stuff that you didn't want your parents to see that you were looking at? And did anybody at Spencer's ever stop you and say, you're not supposed to go back there? I mean, I don't think they could have stopped you from going back there. They didn't have it gated off or anything, but like nobody cared. And I get it. The world is different now than it was then. And many people are commenting on this story and saying, I wouldn't drop my kids off at the carnival anyway. Not in today's world. But I think it all depends on how old your children are. You're probably not going to drop your 9, your 10, your 11, your 12-year-old off on their own. But if you've got a 15, 16-year-old, you might feel comfortable saying to them, okay, you go to the carnival, meet up with your friends, I'm going to go shopping. Either I'll call you when I'm done or you call me when you're done and we'll go on from there. I mean, I'm sure there are some parents that drop their kids off and then go to the movies. Here, kids, you guys go to the carnival. Mom and I are going to go on a date to the movies. I mean, we're going to go out to dinner. And it's not like those families are separated by great distances that if something goes wrong, they couldn't be right over there to take care of their kids, but they just don't want to be there every minute with their kids. And it's funny because I was actually at a party yesterday in Brockton, my nephew's birthday party. And I was talking about this. And I was like, you know, a couple kids from Brockton ruined it for everybody else. And my dad kind of elbowed me and he goes, hey, there's a lot of Brockton teenagers here. Like, you shouldn't blame Brockton with all, you know, you're in Brockton. And not a single kid spoke up and said, yeah, that's unfair. So maybe they agree that just a couple of kids acting like punks from Brockton ruined it for everybody else, because not only did the Weymouth Carnival get canceled, this policy was instituted in Kingston. It was instituted for now for Dartmouth, and it may even be in place for the Lakeside Family Festival coming up Memorial Day weekend in East Freetown, because that is a fiesta show. They haven't said anything yet or put it on the website, at least last that I checked, that this would be in place for the Lakeside Family Festival, but that might be the same case. So I think, you know, more so than Kingston, I think this will have an effect on the attendance of Dartmouth. I haven't been to the Kingston Carnival in probably 35 years. But I'm sure it's a lot more family oriented. Around here, you're going to have a lot of single parent families or large groups of kids, even with one or two people. If you have two adults, you can only bring eight kids. If 10 kids want to go, your kids and their friends, you're going to need another adult. And maybe with 10 kids, you probably should have another adult, but still. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here and be back in a few moments. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Great song. What's up, Playboy?
What's going on?
This is like maybe, I want to say like maybe 3 weeks ago. Oh, well, yeah, maybe about a month ago. It was kind of cold outside. I was taking out some trash. And so this Mexican guy pulled up in the truck. And he said, excuse me, sir, this is honest guy truth. He said, would you like to make a little money tonight? I said, do I get to keep my clothes on? He said, that's optional. And I said, oh, what are you talking about? He said, he's at the end of my street, across the street, there was like a circus zone. He said, I worked down here at the circus and we're missing, one of our actors are gone. I think he's on the sauce again. We don't know where he's at. And I said, so what does it have to do with me? And he says, we'd like you to be the fat guy. And I was like, okay. I was like, I've always wanted to go join the circus or stuff. Who hasn't wanted to, but not in that kind of way. But I said, so what would I be wearing? And I was thinking something like maybe like a Fred Flintstone, kind of like, you know, how he wears the furs. I thought I'd wear something like that. And he says, well, we'll be back. I'll be back in about an hour. And I'll tell you, and I'll show you what you'd be wearing. So he came back about 90 minutes later. And so, he came back. He said, look, this is what you'll be wearing. And it was a leotard. And it wasn't even like clean. You could smell it from, like, the guy just Then he, I was like, what the hell? What the hell you want to put that on for? And how much you talking about paying me? Is it $20? I said, no, thank you. And I was like, but they had mermaids down there. So I wanted to go see the mermaids, but I didn't get to go see the mermaids. I had to go to work. So, but I was going, I thought about it. They offered me a little bit more money. I've got like little, but I'm not trying to get anybody's leotards. You know, that's like I told you in '84. I went trick or treating as the Black Panther back when they had the bicycle, the leotard, the pants, all RFES like that. It was so very unforgiving. And then I'm glad there's only one picture out there somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I'm not trying to look for it either. You know, keep that to the down low. You know, let that go where somebody else needs them. But yeah, so needless to say, and I'm not as big as I used to be, nowhere near that big, but then again, I was wearing something kind of heavier or so, but then again, that's something, but look with you, Mr. Kung Fu Panda, you're all thin now and stuff like that, you know, hey, you know, you're going to look like Arnold Horseshack with your thinness soon enough. So I went to go see the Scorpions Friday.
How was that?
They still put on a good show, and you know, and there's nothing wrong with always being rocked like a hurricane.
No, nothing wrong with that at all.
Not at all, Playboy. So are you going to do the show live this weekend?
Not this weekend, nope.
So any probabilities of when?
No idea.
Okay. So are you almost ready for me to debut your new song for your morning program?
If you've almost got it ready, yeah.
Your enthusiasm is overwhelming. Thanks.
I gotta hear it before I can play.
I got you. You're like, no, he did not say that. No, believe me, you like it. You like it.
All right.
I'm almost done with this. Well,
I'm looking forward to that. I gotta hold you there, Lamont, because I gotta take a break.
I like to wish the best of the week to all the beautiful people up in New Bedford, all in your listening areas. May the good Lord smile upon all of you and your families. God bless.
All right.
Play on, player.
You as well. Take care. Yeah. That is Lamone in Las Vegas. We do have to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. Back in 508-996-0500. We have a few moments remaining before we're going to go into the news. Then we'll be joined by Jack Splane on the other side to turn on the light. And we'll talk about his latest column at newbedfordlight.org. We'll also talk about some other stories that they've been covering and some other things happening around the city. Of course, we've got the story at WBSM.com and on the app about these new rules in place for minors attending the Dartmouth Carnival this coming weekend. And DSY in Dartmouth says that carnival thing is asinine. Carnivals are made for kids. And that seems to be the way that a lot of people are reacting to this is, you know, that's the whole reason for carnivals, is a place to have kids go and have fun. But Fiesta Shows is now requiring those kids to be supervised. And if they're not, they risk ejection. They risk being removed from the carnival. So there's a lot more to be discussed about this. I'm sure we'll talk about it throughout the course of this week. And I just want to keep reminding people, because I don't want people to show up at the carnival, drop off a group of 15-year-olds and say, okay, call me when you're done, and then get a call 5 minutes later that says, oh, they won't let us in. You know, we want to make sure that everybody is aware of this new policy, because it is a big change. As I've said, how many people were dropping kids off at the carnival, walking into the mall to shop or going to get something to eat or going to the movies or going home and saying, call me when you're done and I'll come and pick you up? How many kids that drive themselves are driving to the carnival to meet friends and to go and spend money, and they're going to be turned away if they don't have an adult with them, if they're under 18? So this is, I think it's, and I have no real way to quantify this or any real reason for thinking it. I just think this is going to be more of an issue here in Dartmouth and New Bedford than it was in Kingston and Plymouth over this past weekend. So we'll see what the reaction is. And of course, you can continue sending in your reactions to me. You can comment on the Facebook page underneath that story. And I'm sure we'll be talking about it more throughout the course of the week. But we're going to be taking a break here for the news. On the other side, Jack Spillane is here. We're going to be turning on the light. We'll talk